This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, and good Tuesday morning, radio audience and Facebook Live audience. Good to have you listening here on Prophetic Tuesday on VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. It's going to be a wonderful day. Just want to remind you that one word from God can change your life forever. So these next 90 minutes are going to be awesome. Ruth Gentry is my co-host, the manager of VPNradio.com, and she'll be recording names and cities and states on Facebook page. And at the appointed time, we're going to be also taking some phone calls, live phone calls, and we will be sharing some prophetic words for those who call in. We'll give you that number in a little while. Remember that most all of these prophetic sessions, plus the ones that you hear on Thursday with Allison Keeber, are recorded and are archived on BreakoutRadioChurch.com. BreakoutRadioChurch.com. Just look to the left. And, of course, we're in the process of developing a whole new website. We're anticipating that to happen soon. But remember that all of our prophetic sessions have been recorded and archived. And you just go and listen to BreakoutRadioChurch.com. Sometimes we run 2 or 3 or 4 weeks behind because of all of the names that we're getting. And we're so very, very thankful, people that would love to have a word from God, but it just takes a while. But we have made a commitment that we're not going to let one word, one name, one person's name fall to the ground. So here we are at VPN Radio, and I'm laughing because Ruth just dropped a glass of water, Gene won. So here we are broadcasting around the clock and around the globe, keeping the fire burning on the altar, keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." Here we are at Prayer Central in Austin, Texas. Remember, this program will be replayed throughout the day on Facebook Live, the Dale W. Gentry and the Dale Gentry Facebook Live pages. And will be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock p.m. on BPN radio.com. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. VPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we're delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. Before we get started today, the top 25, every month we name the top 25 listening audiences on VPN Radio, and I want to recognize and give a shout-out to the top 25 listening audiences this past month on BPNradio.com. And the most listened to city in the world is Palestine, Texas. Second, Palo Alto, California. Third, Austin, Texas. Fourth, Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Fifth, Mountain View, California. Sixth, Wimberley, Texas. Seventh, Indianapolis, Indiana. And eighth is Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Number nine is Federal Way, Washington. Number 10, Aurora, Colorado. Number 11, Escondido, California. Number 12, Boise, Idaho. Number 13, Warman, Saskatchewan, Canada. Number 14, Brooklyn, New York. Number 15, Camp Pendleton, California. Number 16, Missoula, Montana. 17, Fort Worth, Texas. 18th, Somerset, Wisconsin. 19th, Juneau, Alaska. 20th, Concord, North Carolina. 21st, Weatherford, Texas. 22nd, Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Madison, Wisconsin is number 23. Hillsboro, South Carolina, number 24, and the Bronx, New York, number 25. So thank you so very, very much for listening. And if you'll tell your friends and neighbors, maybe next month, your city will be in the top 25 listening audiences. So before I get started, I want to remind you that the Dream Doctors will be in the house tomorrow on BPN Radio and Facebook Live. Dr. Thomas Harrison and Dr. Dale Gentry will be hosting the Dream Session tomorrow. So you might want to keep that in mind. Well, it's going to be a great day here at BPNRadio.com and Facebook Live on Prophetic Tuesday. And we're going to pray in just a moment that the Holy Spirit will come and minister. And, I got lots of prophecies in my hand. And then I'm also going to be sharing some prophecies with people that put in your name and your information on Facebook Live. And then we're going to open the phone lines. Hey, I want to remind you that one word from God can change your life forever. And, of course, I've been in full-time ministry for 50 years. I've been prophesying for a long time, but I've been serving as a prophetic voice in America for the past 32 years and other nations of the world. And I prophesied over thousands of people. I never asked for a prophetic gift, but it came upon me in 1985 when Gene and I started traveling across America and around the world, leading different churches in prayer. I began to prophesy. I began to see people going different places. I began to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to people. And I began to prophesy. And pastors would say, would you come back and prophesy some more? So for about 30 years, until the last couple of years, we've traveled across America, many nations of the world, sharing prophetic words, because we know that one word from God can change your life forever. Now, let me give you some instruction before I start prophesying. When I give a prophetic word, it's only a word. It is not a chapter. It's not a book. So it's only one word. And your prophecy might not have anything to do with your present circumstances. It may be the farthest thing from your mind. That's why that I say if you receive a prophetic word, it could be a now word. It could be a future word. It could be something God's going to do now, but it may be 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. It could be a confirming word. You've already heard that. You already know that in your spirit. That's a confirmation. Or it could be a new word. You just say, where did that come from? And I don't see how that could ever happen. But you must understand that when you get a prophetic word, you don't receive it with your mind, because your mind, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things from God. It comes from your spirit, from way down deep, deep within. Deep calls unto deep. And he begins to plant it in your spirit. And you know, oh, that's a word for me. I don't know how that could ever happen, but it's a word for me. And so most of the things that's happened in Gene and I's lives, we got a prophetic word. It foretells your future. Not like a fortune teller would tell. That is a familiar spirit, or a spirit of familia operating. No, but it's a word from God about your future. Because when you were in your mother's womb, God created a wonderful plan for your life. But over a lifetime, the devil has did everything he can to wreck those plans, to mismalign those plans, to confuse those plans, to discourage those plans. But God, he wants to speak to you. And I believe during the next 90 minutes, he will speak to you, whether we call your name or your city or state, whether we call it. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you. So I want you to put your hands on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. Put your hand on your heart, your belly, and just say, Holy Spirit, open my heart, open my innermost being to whatever you want to say to me, whatever you want to speak to me, however you want to work in my life. Because today could be the most important day of your life. You say, well, how can that happen? Because God speaks to you. And whatever he speaks to you, write it down. Even while I'm prophesying over somebody else, you may say, that's a word for me today. And you may say, I'm going to write that down. Or I hear the Holy Spirit saying it. Write it down. What you do is you put it on paper. The Bible says, Jeremiah 30:2, write it in a book. And then what you do is you begin to hear what you're writing, or hear what I begin to prophesy, excuse me, receiving it with your spirit, and then you begin to see it. And if you can see it, you can have it. So you hear it, and then you see what you're hearing, and then you begin to say it. This is so important. I cannot, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot overemphasize you speaking what you are hearing and what you are seeing the Holy Spirit saying and doing in your life. You've got to say it. When God called me to preach in 1966, and I was working at a radio station, and immediately I began to say, I'm a preacher. God called me to preach. I'm a preacher. So I began to speak my world into existence. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You literally, the Bible says that God spoke the Word and the worlds came into existence. You literally speak your worlds into existence. That's why I'm on the radio 24 hours, leading a radio station with 24 hours a day. Because 3 years ago this past summer, I heard the Holy Ghost say, you're going to go on the internet, so you're going to start leading prayer over the internet 24 hours a day. I didn't know how I could do it, but I heard the voice, and I began to say, I'm going to lead prayer 24 hours a day over the internet. Now, bpnradio.com. Even though I'm not managing the day-by-day activities, it's going day and night, day and night. So that's what God wants to do in your life. And one thing I've not talked about in a while, the Bible said, Paul said to his spiritual son, Timothy, I want you to take the prophetic words that you have received, and I want you to do warfare with those words. You know, you got to realize that when you receive a word from God, that doesn't mean your circumstances and everybody else is going to align with your word just because you had a word from God. Huh? There will always, and I've said it many, many, many times, there will always be opposition to your mission. When you start to do something for God, immediately there's going to be opposing voices. Immediately there's going to be opposing circumstances. And the devil will try to say, no, I don't think you heard. No, you can't do this. And so many, many people turn away because the most important part, you know, it's like you watch the Olympics and you watch the 100-yard dash or the 100 meters. And the most important part is the start. And the gun goes off, and the one that gets the start, the best start, is usually the one that has the strongest finish. So the devil doesn't ever want you to get started. Opposition does not want you to get started. And sometimes the best of friends, because they feel jealous or competitive with you, they will oppose you getting started. So you got to get started, get rolling, get moving, because life is moving forward. And you say, well, I tried that once. Well, the Bible says a righteous person may fall down 7 times and get up again. So do it again. Try it again. Go again. Make it again. Work again. Travel again. Preach again. Do that business again. The righteous person will fall down and get up again. So that's what you're going to do. So I'm getting ready to prophesy. One word from God could change your life forever. And, wow, Ruth Gentry's here. She's my co-host. And you want to come and pray? I know you're writing down names. Lots of people are already giving their names. And this is one of my favorite times of the whole wide week, whole wide world week.
Ruth? For the whole wide world.
Yeah.
During the week, this is one of our favorite times. Yes. Welcome to Prophetic Tuesday.
My beautiful daughter-in-law.
Thank you.
So welcome the people and pray, and I'll get me a sip of tea here.
That'll be great. I didn't spill your tea.
Okay.
If you were joining us at the beginning and he started laughing and he's like, okay, she just spilled a glass of water. No lie. Water went everywhere. And so you never know what's going on behind the scenes. So you got to just... you just got to flow. And so we're going to flow with the Holy Spirit today. And I just set myself in agreement with Pastor Dale. And you know, today it's just going to be an amazing Prophetic Tuesday. And I just set myself in agreement. And everybody else, just if you'll just agree with me, if you're listening through bpnradio.com, if you're watching through Facebook Live, just let's put our hands out and just say, Holy Spirit, I receive. I receive what you have for me today. And if your name is called, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That specific word for the person that your name is called, but don't allow that to distract you from what the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you. So I just say, put your hands out right now, open up your heart, and just say, Holy Spirit, I receive. We just agree with everyone right now, whatever the word is. It's just a word, but we just pray for that word. We just pray for that presence of the Holy Spirit to be entered into everyone's home or office or car as they are listening and as they are watching. You are welcome, and we just anoint this day to you. We give this day to you. Thank you for all of these words. Thank you for all of these prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen and amen. Well, what I do is I get up at night on Monday nights. I begin to record the names of people that have requested a prophetic prayer, prophetic word. And then on Tuesday morning, I'm up early and I'm looking down my list. And as the Holy Spirit speaks to me to somebody about somebody, then I just begin to type that out. So I'll have some words that I've typed out, and then we'll also have some phone calls. We'll have some words that for people that are putting your name down on Facebook Live. I have a word for Shannon. Shannon T. from Lafayette, Colorado. Shannon, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're making up for lost time. Old memories are vanishing, and new memories are in the process of being made. I heard the sound of music and dancing. The coming year is going to be a wonderful year as you enter a new season of your life. And I hear the Holy Spirit speaking to me, to you, from the Song of Solomon. The winter is past, and the springtime has arrived in your life. The voice and the song of the turtle dove. And so, Shannon, I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Andrea B. from Thibodaux, Louisiana. There are many voices. There are many voices. But you are going to begin to hear a significant voice. A voice that you have not been real familiar with before. But the voice of the Holy Ghost is becoming more clear, more clear. So there's so many voices, even in what you do in your daily activities, there's so many voices around, but you're going to hear a clear voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. And Lita M. from Eufaula, Oklahoma. I heard the Holy Spirit saying that some things are going to come around again. Some places you have ministered, you and your husband have ministered, and some places that you have visited, opportunities are coming around again. Even invitations to those places are coming around again. You're going to be like Paul who said, I went and revisited those places that I've been ministering to. I believe that's going to happen. And KCDR from Alaska. Casey, you are so full of tenacity. You will not take no for an answer. And when everybody gives up and quits, you are still going. I liken you to the Energizer Bunny Rabbit. You just keep going and going. You're so full of this tenacity, so full of this energy. And you have the ability not only to pick up for yourself, but to pick up where others have left off. They just say, I can't go any further. I'm just going to give this to somebody else. So you'll pick it up and run not only with the reward that you're going to get, but also you'll get their reward. I have a word for, so I bless you, Lita. I bless you, Andrea. I bless you, Casey. And I have a word for Kaylee S. from Oklahoma City. Kaylee, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he, for a while, had you on a very promising road that you were traveling on. You were full of enthusiasm and dreams, but then the unthinkable happened. Somebody stole your dreams and auctioned them off to the lowest bidder, a friend who turned out to be the great pretender, a false friend who was committed to seeing you supposedly succeed, but robbed you of more than silver and gold. They took things that the Holy Spirit had placed in your hand for his service, causing you to use those talents and gifts for some other than its original purpose. They are still hounding, harassing you, trying to take your gifts, talents, and abilities that God has given you and pawn those for something with less value. Don't allow it. Don't do it. Don't allow yourself to be sacrificed, Kaylee, on the altar of someone else's plans for your life. You follow his plan, the original plan, the original plan he designed for you. It's waiting at the altar, not their altar, but his altar, capital H-I-S, Jehovah God's altar. Go and pick it up. Run with it. You say, well, I've missed it. No, you've not missed it. You ran past it, but go back. It's waiting there at the altar of commitment and the altar of forgiveness and the altar of sacrifice. Time is wasting. There's an entire generation, Kaylee, that's waiting for your ministry. So I just reach out and bless you in Jesus' name. Pam H. from Chapmanville, West Virginia. It's an amazing occasion. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Pam, from Chapmanville, West Virginia. It's an amazing occasion that is coming your way, filled with a sobriety. That means filled with people that are sober. They're not drunk on the pleasure, the pleasures of this world, the pleasures of this life. They're not drunk on the pleasures of trying to get something they have not been committed to. Excuse me. Let me put a cough drop in my mouth. But they're committed to your dreams, your vision, and what God has called you to do. It's going to be a wonderful occasion as y'all gather together, and they just say, we're going to help you. We're committed. We're going to walk it out with you. And so Pam H. from Chapmanville, West Virginia, I bless you in Jesus' name. Elizabeth T. from Angleton, Texas. So many times I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you've said, what about me, Lord? What about me? I know that I see all these other people doing big stuff, great stuff. I hear about all these testimonies of what you have done, places people have got to go. So you're saying, what about me? But I declare it's about you. It's about you that God has not forgotten your cries in the night. He's not forgotten what you told him that you would do if he would do this. And he has, in the process of, he's either done it or is in the process of doing it. And so, you owe him a debt that you really can't repay. And he doesn't require that. All he's requiring is you just take advantage of the disadvantage that you've been put at so many times in life, because a new assignment is coming. And what you've seen other people do, Elizabeth T. from Angleton, Texas, you're going to be getting to do the same thing. Jeannie S. from Southern Germany. Boy, I love Germany. Oh, I do. I love to minister in Germany. Jeannie, been there many times. Jeannie, don't be so hard. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't be so hard on yourself. You have made more progress than you realize. There are new promotions coming to your life, changing scenery, and new friends. You're just going to have so many friends. New friends are on the horizon. So Pam in Chapmanville, I bless you. Elizabeth in Angleton, I bless you. And Jeannie in Southern Germany, I bless you. Boy, it's great to have people listening and people watching all around the world. Sue D. from Fort Worth, Texas. Hear the Holy Spirit saying he's bringing you into a new season of brokenness as he reveals to you a greater revelation of the cross. A journey to Jerusalem that you're going to take will change everything. A journey to Jerusalem that you're going to take will change everything. Londa S. from Waxahachie, Texas. Londa. There is an amazing gift that is inside of you that you have rehearsed many times, but you have never spoken it, declaring it. God is going to give you a platform to speak those things in public that you have been rehearsing in private. Karen from Houston, Texas. I declare in Jesus' name that people that have been uncivil toward you are going to become very civil. People that have fought against you and tried to rebuke you and tried to remake you into something you are not will suddenly turn for you. Those that have been against you will turn for you. And sometimes you felt like, hey, I'm the last, but God says the last shall be first. And so I bless you, Karen P. from Houston, Texas, and Levi R. from Forney, Texas. Levi, I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're going to be a prophetic voice to the nations of the world, and revelation is going to come your way. And even at a young age, you're going to be like Samuel. You're going to begin to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I bless you, little Levi from Forney, Texas. And Christine L. from Juneau, Alaska, one of our top listening audiences is in Juneau. I bless you. You are a fantastic leader. You are a young lady that make things happen. You don't wait for them happen. You make things happen. And God has given you incredible leadership abilities, amazing leadership abilities. And you light up a room when you come into that room. God is blessing you and giving you an abundance. And I've said many times it's easier to do three things than it is two. And so I see God bringing three amazing opportunities into your hand for you to give oversight, because God has given you those abilities. So Christine L. from Juneau, Alaska, I bless you. Janet D. from Duncan, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's giving you the ability to write poetry, the ability to make people smile. I see you writing short stories about people's lives, simple stories that are easy to read. You will tell stories that will be republished in different magazines and publications. Janet D. from Duncan, Oklahoma, I bless you in Jesus' name. Catherine D. from Dayton, Texas, so much ministry in your life. God has put a strong word in your spirit that needs to be heard. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you are going to minister many different events, many occasions, both spiritual and secular. And because you have a word to speak, you have a word to declare, and you have a voice to be heard. So I bless you, Catherine from Dayton, Texas. And Tia R. from Spokane, Washington. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your love for life and adventure will take you to many different geographical locations. I see your passport being stamped many times, and I see you having friends and relationships all around the world. Tia from Spokane, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Debbie D. from Houston, Texas, that there is a singular vision, but there are out of that vision, there are like people being shot like arrows in different directions. You're a part of a major vision of a ministry, but I see you helping send out people to the north, south, east, and west that have been called and that have been assigned. So Debbie D. from Houston, Texas, I bless you. And Tella R. from Corrington, Tennessee. Tella, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a deal maker. You take projects that seemingly have died on the vine. You recreate them and give them new life. You're one who has tremendous ability to reconfigure certain projects in order to make them profitable. I see you sitting on the boards of major corporations because of your business savvy and your ability to be led by the Spirit to know what to hold and what to release. And so, Tella, from Corrington, Tennessee, I bless you. And I just hear the Lord saying over you, Georgia B. from Palm Bay, Florida, that you are to put away your sorrows and those burdens that are far too heavy for any one person to carry, and allow the Holy Spirit to put new garments of praise and worship on you And I declare that God is bringing you into a new season of great joy. You're just going to wake up in the morning and you're going to say, I can't believe that the sun is shining so bright today. But it's going to happen. And Pamela P. from Hennessy, Oklahoma, what a wonderful season you're entering into. A fulfillment of the prophetic words that have been spoken over you. Dreams coming true. God rewarding you for your obedience to Him, willing to step out in that progressive mode of yours. God giving you special assignments because you are a person who gets things done. You get things done, Pamela. Don't be apprehensive. The stage has been set. You go for it. And for your husband, Mike, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that your voice to men is going to be a magnificent entrance into a place of ministry where you speak to men how to love their wives and care for them in a wonderful way. God is setting up some very exciting opportunities for you in your life and your ministry. So I bless you, Pamela and Mike from Hennessy, Oklahoma. And I have a word for BJ. BJ, Pastor BJ from Atlanta, Georgia. Hear the Holy Spirit declaring that your quest for integrity and the purity of preaching the gospel is going to escalate into a new area of blessing and promoting, calling for purity on the platform. Those who are proclaiming the gospel. And of course, this message, just this one message, revelation will elevate you to a new level of influence in the body of Christ. And so, Pastor BJ, Atlanta, Georgia, I bless you and all that you put your hand to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So Ruth is going to give a shout out to some people that have been calling in, and we're going to bless some people right now. In a few minutes, we're going to receive some phone calls. I got a lot more prophecy, so don't go away. Here she comes.
Well, I'm writing down so many names, and it's so exciting. And then I want to remind everybody that is listening, we're going to open the phone lines in just a moment and give you that number. So continue to listen. And if you're watching Facebook Live, I just want to remind you to go ahead and add your city and your state with your name. And we have so many of the same name. Thank you, Jesus, because we have some wonderful names out there, but it really helps us to have your city and your state. And then that also identifies you a little bit better without giving your last name for privacy issues. So we would appreciate that. And again, thank you for listening on bpnradio.com. I just want to actually, I've got so many names here, but I really wanted to say thank you to somebody that had just that typed in a testimony about receiving a word many years ago. And so I just kind of wanted to do that little shout out real quick before I bless some people. Is if you have received a word through this ministry and it has really, you know, been powerful or it's life changing, or just a prayer answered, we love to share those testimonies with other viewers that are listening. It just encourages, testimonies encourage, you know, testimony is, you know, your test is your testimony. And so it encourages others, and someone could be walking through what you have walked through. And so share your testimonies with us. We would love to hear that as well. And so I just want to give a shout out and bless the people again that are watching Facebook Live and through bpnradio.com. So shout out and blessings to Sarah. Bless you, Sarah T. I want to bless you, Linda C. I want to bless you, Michelle M., and Christy G, bless you. And I want to bless Tabitha N. I want to bless Susanna S. I want to bless Ben C. I just speak blessings over you. Courtney D, I speak blessings over you. Craig S, I speak blessings over you. We have a church that has joined. I just pray and I bless the Holiday Assembly of God. I just bless every member of that church. Thank you for joining us today. I just want to bless Judy M. Thank you for joining us today. Just speak blessings over all that are listening through bpnradio.com. I speak blessings that are watching right now live Facebook, but I also want to continue those blessings throughout the day that as you join us through Facebook Live, as this is replayed or later on in the broadcast, as it is replayed through bpnradio.com, we just speak blessings to you. And here's Pastor Dale.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth Gentry. Appreciate that. And Ruth and I, we so enjoy Prophetic Tuesday. We have one other prophetic service each week, and that's on Thursday. My spiritual daughter, Allison Kieber, prophetic daughter also. And, wow, she has an incredible audience, and she does a wonderful job, her and her husband, Ian Kieber, hosting every Thursday on Prophetic Thursday. Tomorrow, the Dream Doctor and I will be on, and that is Dr. Thomas Harrison, and we help make dreams come true. So it's going to be a great time. We're going to be our first time on Facebook Live tomorrow, so you'll want to tune in to bpnradio.com as well. Okay, Becky W. from Aurora, Illinois. Lift up your eyes, lift up your voice, let your songs fill the countryside. Go up to the mountains and write your songs, record your songs. You will come down with songs that have been written on tablets, just like Moses. Not equal to the Ten Commandments, but you'll come down with your songs written on tablets, and your songs will be sung to your generation. Ray H. from Columbus, Ohio. Ray the Evangelist, you are a mover and a shaker and a history maker. You will turn streets filled with crime into streets of revival, combating evil on every hand with a message. I bless you. Beryl E., B-E-R-Y-L, Beryl E. from Northern Ireland. I've been there. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that a double-minded person will not receive anything from the Lord. So many believers are double-minded because they don't have assurance of their salvation. Beryl, you have a ministry of bringing many Christians into the assurance of their salvation, breaking off the spirit of doubt and unbelief in their lives, spirits of condemnation about their lives, so they're living a level below their privileges, actually living in the basement of their lives, so to speak. So you speak into their lives with a bold voice that you have command all spirits of doubt and unbelief to leave their lives, and you help them get on their feet again. You're going to have a ministry of helping people get on their feet again. Well, we're going to take some phone calls. I've got a lot more prophetic words that are coming that I've written down. I'm going to put my headphones on so that I can hear the voices of people that call. And if you'd like to, we're going to turn the music off, and we're going to receive a phone call here. I'm going to turn my level on, and the number to call is 979-596-0195. That number to call, if you'd like for me to give you a prophetic prayer over you, is 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195. And I'll just get give me your first name, not your last name, your first name and your city and state. And Ruth will connect you, and I will begin to pray for you and visit with you. I want to remind you, okay, I'm going to take, who am I talking to?
Okay. With you. I want to remind you.
You're on with Dale Gentry. Hello. Hello. You're on the air with Dale Gentry.
Hi, my name is Susie.
Where are you from, Susie?
Oklahoma City.
Susie from Oklahoma City. Father, let me just ask you, Susie, what would you like for me to pray with you about? Maybe I just get a word on something that is going on. If you could just give me a little synopsis, a capsule, what would you like for me to pray with you about? Any certain thing?
My health.
Father, I pray.
Personal.
Any certain thing? Your health and what?
Just taking care of myself the way I'm supposed to.
Father, I pray for Susie. I pray for her health. You know, I hear the Holy Ghost saying that He is rejuvenating your spirit. He's rejuvenating your spirit. He's giving you a different mindset than you've ever had before. And sometimes when we have, negative voices speaking to our lives, those voices tend to be seated in our spirit, in our mind. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's a rejuvenation that is in your spirit, Susie, And I bless you. I bless your health. And I believe that your health restoration is going to start with a rejuvenation in your spirit. I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for calling.
You.
God bless. Okay, if you want to talk to me, we want to. Okay, if you want to talk to me, give me a call. Just give me your first name, and remember if you have your speaker on, to be sure and turn your speaker down a little bit so I can hear you. Now I'm going to give a station break at those you're listening. Okay, who am I talking to on BPN?
Tammy H.
Tammy H. And where are you from?
Monument, Colorado.
Monument, Colorado. You know, I love, when I hear your voice, I love your spirit. I just sense there's a great anointing upon your life. And God is going to use you in a very special way by the laying on of hands. You're going to lay hands upon, in your future, you'll lay hands on thousands of people. You know, the laying on of hands is one of the foundational doctrines of the New Testament church. We don't hear a lot about it, but there are some people that just have a special anointing to lay hands on people. And Tammy, you are one that has that anointing. So you go for it. I bless you as you lay hands on people and minister to them. And once you start praying for people, or maybe you're already doing it, but once you lay hands, there's going to be a reaction. There's going to be a Holy Ghost response, and you're going to find that the anointing that is in your hands are going to be quite amazing. So I bless you, Tammy, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Huh? Okay, who am I talking to on BPN Radio?
This is Freddie R. from Kyle, Texas.
Freddie from Kyle. You're not too far
Kyle,
from our
Texas.
Kyle. From I know Kyle, Texas. I know where Kyle's at, not very far from Austin, yes, Texas. Freddie, the call of God is amazing. And I'm prophesying that if you have not had major encounters with the Holy Ghost, you will soon and very soon.
Amen.
And, boy, you know, we know that the Holy Spirit resides in us. He lives in us.
Amen.
But something about having an encounter with the Holy Ghost is amazing. And I'm prophesying over you, Freddie, that you are going to have encounters with the Holy Ghost. And they're going to begin sooner than you think. I bless you in Jesus' name. I feel the Holy Ghost speaking to you right now.
Yes.
Coming upon
Hallelujah.
You, ministering to you right now. Just reach out and touch you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe it's already started.
Yes,
I bless you in Jesus' name, Freddie. Amen and amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Didn't you? God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay. Wow. You talk about a now word. That is a now word. You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. And I have my headphones on because we're taking a few phone calls. I know sometimes people are reluctant to do that, but they don't want to hear their voice, have their voice on radio. But it could be an instantaneous blessing. 979-596-0195. And while we're taking some phone calls, I'm gonna read a name or two that have come through on Facebook. Okay, I'll take a phone call here. What is your name?
Vicky.
Vicky?
Yes.
Where are you from, Vicky?
Oklahoma City.
Vicky, I want to say I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you don't have to criticize yourself or judge yourself. Somebody's already done that for you. And that season is past. That season is long gone. It's time that you promote yourself. And I know that promotion has not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. But the Lord is saying to you, Vicky, you promote yourself. You promote your name, your talents, your abilities, the things that God has placed in your heart. And I declare that God is building a shield around all of the criticism, the critical words, the judgmental words that you've received in times past. I hear the Lord saying, I'm giving you permission to promote yourself. Because when you speak well about yourself and what I'm doing in your life and the talents and abilities that I've given you, then you are speaking on my behalf. So I bless you, Vicky, this day.
Thank you.
This day of October, which is October what, Ruth? 17th. I declare 10, 17, 17 is the turning point of your life, where you are now bragging on yourself, promoting yourself, because you have the permission from God, because enough is enough. God has drawn a line in the sand, and you will not respond to any more of those negative voices, those voices of criticism, the voices that taunt you and saying, there's no way, there'll be no day, but I declare in Jesus' name there's a way, and today is the day. I bless you, Vicki, in Oklahoma City, in Jesus' name.
Thank
amen
you.
And amen. Oh,
thank
wow. Thank you very much. Jeff, I've got a word for you from Birmingham, Alabama. Jeff, the cause. There is a cause. When David went to fight the giant and there were mocking voices that came from Goliath, he responded with this word, is there not a cause? And I declare over you, Jeff C. from Birmingham, Alabama, there is a cause. It's very clear. It's very evident. And you have been waiting for somebody to pick up the mantle, to take the mantle and run with it. How about you? Why not you? How about you? And why not you? And you're waiting for some type of pie in the sky, some type of lightning and thunder flashing to give you a confirmation. This is a confirmation right now from Dale Gentry on 10, 17, and 17. I bless you, Jeff C. in Birmingham, Alabama. Okay, and take another request from our Facebook page. Melissa F. from Belmont, Ohio. You know what? I already wrote a prophecy about you. And so I'll give that prophecy in just a few moments. I wrote it down because I remember your name. Okay. Let's see. Aaron Bay F. from Portland, Oregon. There is a word, a fresh word from God coming to you. For those who are on college and university campuses, you say, how am I going to make my way into there? No, God is making a way into there. You just prepare yourself, fill yourself with scripture, fill yourself with the word of the Lord, and the anointing of God that is on you will prepare an entrance for you to minister into secular. I'm not just talking about college campuses, secular university campuses, in Jesus' name. And Melissa F. already had a word from you from Belmont, Ohio. It's amazing that you would put it in, because I guess this must be a double blessing, the day of the double. So receive that. Here the Holy Spirit saying target dates, target certain dates. There are some dates that you are to put on your calendar to finish what God has put in your heart, assignments that he has placed in your life, and you finish those. You got to have a finish date. You can't leave these times unattended. Too many projects have come and gone, have fell through the cracks, with loose ends being tied up, so you can have a proper finish and a proper celebration. The Holy Spirit wants you to have more celebrations in your life. Do you hear that? Melissa F. from Belmont, Ohio, the Holy Spirit wants you to have more celebrations in your life. Okay, Mary Taylor R. from Newcastle, Wyoming. I believe, Ruth, this may be the first call we've had, our first prophetic word I've given in the state of Wyoming. We've gotten,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so... yeah, congratulations, Mary. And if you will, I'll tell you what I'll do. You're the first one that's left your name from Wyoming. I'm going to send you a free copy. I know if you go on my resources, and Ruth has mentioned it several times, if you go on my resources, you can get all of our resources free if you just go to letspreyamerica.com. Letspreyamerica.com. Go into resources. Everything is free. The Holy Spirit just said, give it all away. So you can download it. You can read it, download it. But Mary, if you will send me your address, I will send you a copy, a hard copy of my book, God Assignments, How to Start, How to Finish. And it has a lot of my stories about the prophetic and how I've ministered over people. And their dreams have really come true in the word of the Lord. So I better prophesy over you, Mary, Newcastle, Wyoming. You are a part of a new frontier of ministers and ministry in the United States of America. There is a new frontier rising. People that minister the gospel in different ways, in a varied number of ways. There are so many ways to present the gospel, and we are living in ever-changing times and ever-changing situations. A God that never changes, but society has changed. The way we minister the gospel, the way we relate to people, the way we reach out, comes in many different ways and means. So you're a vital part, Mary Taylor R., Newcastle, Wyoming. You're a vital part of this new frontier of configuration, configuring ways to present the gospel in ways that have not been presented before. You have a pioneer spirit. So, Mary, I bless you in Jesus' name, and I'm asking God to bless you. Amen and amen. I got a word for Jenny F. in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're no longer to grieve over broken promises, lost opportunities, because those opportunities are going to come around again. This time you will not miss them because you have others watching for you and waiting with you and ready to reward you. So, Jenny, Bartlesville, I've been there. I bless you in Jesus' name. Alina P. from Lafayette, Louisiana. I've ministered in Lafayette. I think I've ministered all around the world. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're making more progress than you think you are. Handfuls on purpose are at your feet. They're at your feet. Just pick them up. Pick up those assignments that others have dropped in despair. There are special rewards for those who stay with the stuff, and that is you. Many have fled. Many have gone other places. But because you have stayed with the stuff, there are special rewards for you. So you get ready to receive. Hold out both hands and receive. So Alina P. from Lafayette, Louisiana, I bless you in the name of Jesus. Pam A. from Fort Worth, Texas. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you because He has anointed you to preach good news. The acceptable year of the Lord. He will cause you to dig out the trenches because He has made room for you. Your gift has made room for you. And Mark and Lisa P. from Montel, France. I've ministered there in France. I love the French people. And I bless you, Mark and Lisa. You know, it's like you've got the world has been extended to you. The world is at your footstep. The world is at your doorstep. And I declare that many are coming to you, but you're also going out to others. I see you going and coming, going and coming. God is arranging your flights, arranging your schedule. So Mark and Lisa from Montel, France, I bless you in Jesus' name. Wow. Rachel Ann D. from Austin, Texas. Rachel, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He's given you a special connection in the pharmaceutical industry. Don't shy away or ignore what you've heard, because I hear the Holy Spirit saying He's given you an entrance that will enlighten others and bring them out of their addictions to prescription drugs. And so, Rachel, from Austin, Texas, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Ruth S. from Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia, from way down under. I'm not sure what time it is in Australia, but I bless you, Ruth, and I ask God to bless you. And I hear the Lord saying He's going to take care of you. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. And I declare that as you bless others, you will always be blessed. And as you bless others, Ruth, You will never run out of blessing. The Holy Spirit wants to give you assurance as you continue to bless, as you continue to sow on every wave. It will come back to you on every wave. And so I'm going to bless you right now. I'm going to bless you, Ruth, there in Gold Coast, Queensland, in Jesus' name. Okay, well, I'm gonna take a few prophetic words here, and then we're going to take a little break in a moment, and Ruth is going to talk to you about something. Ruth, and speaking of Ruth, by the way, Ruth, I just said Ruth P. from Cherry Valley, Ohio, is... you just have this wonderful gift of organizing and decorating and giving. I mean, you just, I just hear the Lord saying you're kind of a party girl. That means that you are involved in a lot of different celebrations. You're going to be hosting events like This Is Your Life and making people happy. And you're going to be, I see you, Ruth, right in the midst of a lot of laughter and joy and celebration. From Cherry Valley, Ohio, I bless you in Jesus' name. Brent L. from Bryan, Texas, the anointing of God is upon you, and it's getting stronger. It's getting stronger. God is heating the fire 7 times hotter in you. You're becoming an incredible firebrand for God. The fire of God is upon you, and it's going to be released in other young people around you. I bless you, Brent, from Bryan, Texas, in Jesus' name. And Bill from West Palm Beach, Florida, hear the Holy Spirit saying, you keep doing what you're doing. God is with you. And remember, as you reach out to the poor, what did he say he'd do? He said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to repay you. And I will not allow any of the seed that you're sowing into people's lives that cannot repay you themselves. Remember, the Lord is saying to you, Bill D., I will repay you. I'm going to bless you. And so your labors are not in vain because you're working for Jesus, and that's all that really matters. Terry L. from Nederland, Texas. You know, I've got a word already for you. Isn't this amazing, Ruth? Look here. I'm going to read this right now.
Perfect.
Terry L. from Nederland, Texas. This morning I heard the Holy Spirit saying, come out of hiding, Terry. Show your face again. Face your accusers and those who have spoken against you and trampled on your rights and privileges. Demand a payback concerning all they have stolen from you. Face them with love and forgiveness, but call them out concerning those things that you've been silent about for a long time. No more retreating and no more remaining silent. So, there you have it. There you have it. Okay. All right. I got names coming from everywhere. If you want to give me a call, I'll take your call at 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195. James T. from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Boy, one of the greatest meetings I ever been in was a Baptist church in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Ruth, one time I left at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Why am I not
You've
shocked?
Heard it. You're not shocked about that, are you?
No.
I actually went till 2 o'clock in the morning at a Baptist church in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, laying hands on people and ministering to people. I have somebody on the phone. Who am I talking to? Hello.
Hello.
You're on BPM
Hi.
Radio. What's your name? What's your first name?
Kimberly.
Where are you from?
Kimberly.
Where are you from?
Wilsonville.
You're where?
From Wilsonville, Oregon.
Kimberly,
yes.
Kimberly, I want to tell you that dreams do come true. That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. But dreams come true. And there has been some people that have mismanaged your dreams in times past. You had dreams, but they were not well managed. They were mismanaged. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say about you. They were mismanaged. Your dreams were mismanaged. But God is bringing people into your life, aligning you with the people that are going to help manage your dreams to bring you great profitability and great fulfillment that will expand you from Oregon to Washington to California to other places. So one, someone, some people are coming along to manage your dreams properly. And so, Kimberly from Wilsonville, Oregon, I just bless you in Jesus' name. And I just, I hear the Holy Ghost saying the words that he spoke to Joshua. You be strong and of a good courage. You don't be afraid, for you are surrounded by all kinds of ministering and warring angels that are working with you. And so I bless you and thank you for calling in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'm taking a few phone calls here. Ruth is going to come in just a moment. If you want to call me at 979-596-0195. And by the way, when you call this, it is a satellite. I mean, yeah, it's a satellite Skype number. So it does not cost you, as far as I know. There's no charge because it is a Skype telephone number. And by the way, we're not recording your numbers and putting you on some type of list. James T. from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I was talking about Pine Bluff, wasn't I? Ministering there at 2 o'clock in the morning, just laying hands on people. I used to do it for hours, but now I've kind of in a new season here. But I love Tuesdays. This is a bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. And I want to remind you that we are praying with you. This is Prophetic Tuesday. If you want to leave your name and your city and your state, I'm doing some prophetic words for those as we enter hour number two. We got about 30 more minutes left. I do want to say that you know that I lead I don't pastor a local church anymore, but I lead a worldwide church. It's called Breakout Radio Church, and it's for people that don't have a church or a pastor. If you have a local church, that's wonderful, and you have a local pastor, because I certainly believe in the local church. I ministered in local churches for 50 years. But we have Breakout Radio Church, and if you'd like to be a member of a translocal, Church Without Walls, you can go to bpnradio.com. There's a membership link there, or you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com. There's a membership link there. We have people that are joining us from different nations of the world, all across America. We have church every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock Central Time. I know those of you on the West Coast, that's a little bit early. But if you're on Facebook, we replay that all throughout the day. So, I got a word for James T., but Ruth Gentry is going to come, give a shout out, and let you know how you can make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network. You know, there's no charge for the ministry here, no charge for prophecy, but, you know, Jesus said it's more blessed to give than receive, and so we always want to give people that opportunity.
Thank you. And a quick little station break here so that Hester Dale can grab a drink and rest his voice for just a couple of minutes. I want to remind you that you can listen to this again throughout the day at bpnradio.com. It'll be replayed. It'll also be replayed. You can go to the videos on Facebook Live if that's the avenue that you are connecting with us. And I just want to give a shout out to Gloria R. from Kyle, Texas. And I got your message. That was your husband, Freddie. So hallelujah. We're rejoicing with you. We just pray. I just pray right now, everybody reach out their hands. I just pray for Gloria and Freddie, double anointing on you, double filling of the Holy Spirit, double finances are coming in, double blessings, and this is the new day. This is a new day right now. Mark it down, as Pastor Dale has said for some other people, mark it down. On October the 17th, 2017, it is a new day for Gloria and Freddie. We bless you in Jesus' name, amen. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, I just want to encourage you to sow a seed, give to our ministry. It would be good seed. It would be, even this week, we are actually receiving an extra offering, or asking for extra offerings to come in. If you had joined us on Sunday for Breakout Radio Church for our missionaries that we partner with, Jamie and Leah Peters, we've got so many different things that we're doing. Obviously, a highlight of our week is Prophetic Tuesday. And again, another highlight for the week is Prophetic Thursday with Allison, and Intercession Prayer on Friday with Rhonda Kinzer. And then I understand the Dream Doctor will be here tomorrow. So we have so many things going. And so we need, I mean, just going to be honest, we need finances. We need partners. We need financial partners. We need prayer partners. We need you to be a partner of this ministry. So if you would like to give, super easy, just go to, we've got multiple websites that we're going to kind of pull together. That's what we're working on. But right now you could go to letspraymerica.com. The reason I send you to letspraymerica.com is because, as Pastor Dale had mentioned a few minutes ago, he has some amazing material there that you can download for free. And yes, it is true. He is always giving away everything he receives, which is awesome. So he just wants that to be a blessing. So if you go to letspraymerica.com, there's some really good resources there. One of the tabs is donate. Just go to that donate page, and that's how you can give, with your PayPal credit card. It does pop up PayPal, but it doesn't necessarily mean that's the only way. There is your debit card, your credit card, PayPal, and then there's even information there to send to a check to our P.O. Box. And so you can make a check payable to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Mail that to Austin, Texas, 78709. So I'm going to repeat that. Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. But if you'll go to letspraymerica.com, then you can just hit that donate button, and it'll have all that information there for you. You can also go to bpnradio.com, and there's also a donate button there if that's easier. And I know a lot of you join us there, as once you pop on, if you're on your desktop, you pop on bpnradio.com, then the program is playing. So if you happen to be listening that way, you're already there. Just go to the, you'll scroll down on that page, and at the bottom is the donate button. Bless you. Thank you for joining us on Tuesday, Prophetic Tuesday. I know that Pastor Dale has some more words to give. Don't be discouraged if your name was not called. I'm going to grab a word that was given. Dreams come true. So today, I just believe that if you've been dreaming for something, if you've been believing for something, write it down. And just keep taking it to the Lord. And today, your dream is going to be the beginning, and he's going to show you how to step it out to have it finished.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Ruth Gentry. Appreciate that very, very much. And thank you for your giving. I just want to bless you, those of you that are sowing into this ministry. I know there's a lot of requests for people that need help, or ministries that need help. We understand that. There's so many people out there doing so many, many wonderful, good things. We don't have any criticism of anybody out there that's preaching the gospel, ministering the gospel. But when you sow into Breakout Ministries, then, of course, we share the money that comes in with other nations of the world. And this week, we've been giving to Malawi, Africa, Ministry in Malawi, Africa. We've actually been given to that ministry for 30 years, and it's the poorest nation on the face of the earth, and the average wage is 49 cents a day. I know that sounds quite unbelievable, but we're sowing into that nation, other nations in Africa. We're sowing into India. We're sowing into Vietnam, into Belgium, Cambodia. We're sowing into Israel and Haiti. And so many nations that we have been sowing into. So we appreciate your giving today. May God bless you as you give. Thank you so very, very much. I never did give James. We got a few more minutes to go. I never did give James T. his word from Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I talked about what God did for us at one time ministering there. But I bless you, James. I declare that that God is opening the door for you to have some more ministry training. I'm not saying that you don't have sufficient training, but some new opportunities to be able to further your education in the Bible and theology. And God is bringing you to a new term where he's going to give you sufficient finances and sufficient training and preparation to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. So James in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, I bless you. And Pat in Concord, California. We've ministered in Concord so many, many times. And I bless you, Pat. The Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you to speak to those that do not have a voice to speak. You are going to be a voice for others that cannot speak for themselves. And so Pat in Concord, California. I bless you. Rose N. from Manhattan, Kansas. There are variables in your life. And sometimes we just look for one thing, but suddenly there's all of these different variables in your life that appear to be opportunities. But remember that everything that appears to be opportunities, everything that looks like gold, may not be gold. So I declare that God is gone in and he's been able to take you through a process of elimination so that you will not be overwhelmed, because God is not an overwhelming God. Many times we feel overwhelmed, but God is not a God that overwhelms us. So I bless you, Rose from Manhattan, Kansas, and Regina Lynn R. from Springtown, Texas. I know where Springtown is. I ministered many times in that area as well. Regina, I bless you now for the purpose that you have been born for is being revealed. And sometimes life becomes listless. We feel like, what am I doing here? And why am I alive? And am I making a difference? And all of those question marks are being resolved in one assignment that is coming your way, Regina, from Springtown, Texas. All of those questions are being answered in one assignment. And I bless you, Regina, in Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen. Rachel from Lafayette, Louisiana, your kindness has come under special consideration by the Father. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. Have you considered my servant Rachel? I hear the Lord speaking to Jesus and the Holy Spirit saying, have you considered my servant Rachel for this next assignment? And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, your kindness, the Father is saying your kindness is leading you into a new assignment that will be most fulfilling and most encouraging to those who have been physically and emotionally mishandled in life. And Audrey S. from the Lower Baldwin County, Alabama. Audrey S. from Lower Baldwin County, Alabama. You are an amazing businesswoman. I see you starting a school of business with graduates touring the countryside, making the most of the unusual talents and abilities, a whole new dimension of success and blessings in what used to be a man's world. And you may say, well, I'm not physically able to do that, but I speak healing over you. I declare it, decree it, that your strength is returning in Jesus' name. And Kara Lee N. from Juneau, Alaska. The promise is yours and yours alone. There are other people that's tried to steal your promises and say, that was not a word for you. That was not a promise to you. That was a promise to me. But the Holy Spirit is saying, no, that is yours and yours alone. So Kara in Juneau, Alaska, I bless you in the name of the Lord. And Katie Joe from Lubbock, Texas. Katie, I see you as an amazing leader speaking to the lives of hundreds of millennials. Hundreds of millennials. The Holy Spirit sharing a special message to give them about choices in their lives. And Janelle M. from Forest Hill, Louisiana. Janelle, the Holy Spirit wants to inform you that he has settled some things in your life that have been unsettled for quite some time. Don't look at the circumstances, or don't keep looking at the circumstances. Keep your eyes on him, because he has already taken care of the situation. And Leslie D. from Springdale, Arkansas. Leslie, it is your turn. Quit deferring and preferring other people. Step up. The Lord is calling your name. Step up to the head of the line. Go straight to the head of the line, okay? I bless you, Leslie, from Springdale, Arkansas. And Ellen B. from Fresno, California. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's time to enjoy me in a measure that you have never known before. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and you are to allow him to fill your joy jug. Live life and love life, and don't worry or fret about anything else. The 11th commandment, don't sweat it. Cast your cares and on him and live in a world you have always longed to live in. Why not? Celebrating that inner peace and joy that others may not understand as you allow the Holy Spirit to give you a whole new makeover. Ellen, a whole new makeover. Wow. Shall we have another phone call or two? Anybody want to call me at 979-596-0195? I'll put my headphones on so I can hear you if you want to call. Leslie D. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and you're feeling hopeless today. I just want to speak. I want to pray for you right now in Jesus' name. On Friday, we have a special session with Rhonda Kinzer. She's mightily anointed, former college professor who really just has a gift to pray for people, and she prays. But I'll pray for you right now, Leslie D. from Pittsburgh, in Jesus' name, feeling hopeless. I declare in the name of Jesus that the Lord is lifting you up, high and lifted up. I declare today that the Holy Spirit is lifting you high, lifted up, and he's given you a word to speak in due season to people that you come in contact with. And who am I talking to on BPN Radio on the phone right now?
This is Michelle from Port Arthur, Texas.
Michelle from Port Arthur, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit declaring the rain of blessing is falling upon you. And it's like you've been waiting for a long, long time. And sometimes you become weary saying, God, when is it going to happen? But the blessing is coming. And you need to move from expectation. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, move from expectation to the realm of anticipation, where you get up every morning anticipating what God is doing. You know, a lot of my friends, I want to say this, a lot of my friends invested in the Iraqi dinar, and they've kind of lost their anticipation about the dinar ever being revalued. But when I look at Iraq, I find that things are coming together again, and people that feel like that they've lost their expectation about being blessed by the Iraqi dinar are now having a new anticipation. That's coming upon you, a new Ooh. Anticipation of what God is going to do. And the first thing you must do every morning, I'm hearing the Holy Ghost say, is you get up with those words on your mouth of what you have been believing God for, knowing that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. So I bless you right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, I have somebody else on the line. You're on BPN Radio. Who am I talking to?
Susan H.
And where do you live, Susan?
Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Oh, that's a beautiful place. That's a beautiful place. Susan, you are going to be a prophetic voice to your nation. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the gift of prophecy is coming upon you. And as a prophetic voice for many, many years, Susan, I just stretch out my hand and I pray for you right now. I release that prophetic anointing. And the main aspect of your prophetic ministry is you're going to have the ability to interpret dreams. That's what promoted Joseph in the Bible. That's what promoted Daniel in the Bible, because they were able to interpret dreams. And you're going to have an amazing gift. When people share a dream with you, you're going to have the interpretation. So I bless you, Susan, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, who am I talking to?
Tyrese.
Can you give me your name again?
Tyrese.
Kyrese?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you from, Kyrese?
North Chesterfield, Virginia.
North Chesterfield, Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have been stolen from. I don't know if it's financially, spiritually, physically. I'm not sure, but there are people that have taken things from you that were yours, that you've been stolen, you've been violated. And I declare that God is restoring those things that you that have been stolen from you, the violations that have come against you, whether physically, financially, spiritually, are being restored back to you. And what is being lost is being found. And there's a new lease on life coming. Because the Satan tried to take away many aspects of your life, but there's a new aspect coming, a new lease on life, and I declare that all you need to do is just reclaim it. Everything that has been stolen from you, I hear the Holy Spirit saying to reclaim it, and you're going to have that ministry of helping people reclaim, not necessarily by going through law enforcement or a judge, but reclaiming those things that have been stolen. Because God is the one that watches over everything, and he's able to turn back the hand of the enemy and bless you and restore the things that the Bible talks about in the book of Joel, the grasshopper, the caterpillar, and everything else that has been stolen from you. So I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for calling. Okay.
Hi.
You're on the air with Dale Gentry. What is your name and where are you from?
I'm Luke H. I'm from Denver, Colorado.
What is your first name?
Luke.
Luke?
Mm-hmm.
I bless you in Jesus' name. There are certain factors called the law of sowing and reaping. And I declare that the seed that you have sown into other people's lives, financial seed, words of kindness, words of encouragement, you are the benefactor. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, you are the benefactor of major blessings that are coming back your way. And you just need, Paul said, I like the scripture, Paul said concerning giving and receiving. So you have been giving out, and you are now to put into a posture of receiving. So he said, in the morning time, we hold up our hands to give. Then the evening time, we hold out our hands to receive. There's a lot of people that they are very generous, liberal in their giving, but they have a difficult time in receiving. So get your hands out, Luke, and receive the blessings of God that are coming as a result of your generosity and your kindness and the way that you have freely given unto others. Freely you have given, and freely you're going to receive. So get your hands out. Luke, I bless you in Jesus' name. They're from Denver, Colorado. Thank you for calling me. Okay, anybody else? Okay, I'll take my headphones off and pray over, let's see. We got some more here, I believe. All right. Oh, it's been a wonderful day, hasn't it, Ruth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. So many, many, many things happening. Brandon R. wants a word. He's on his way to Afghanistan today. Oh, wow. God, I pray for Brandon, who's on his way to serve our nation in Afghanistan. I'm a patriot. I'm not only a Christian. If you don't think I'm a patriot, just look over here and see what you see. You see a flag with red, white, and blue. I love America. I've been to so many, many nations of the world. Gene and I have been to so many, many nations of the world. And I'm always so thankful to be home in America. And we've been to so many poverty-stricken nations, and like Haiti and Jamaica and Africa and so many other places that they have very little to live on. And so when I come back to America, the land of plenty, the land of the free, home of the brave, I just say thank God for America. Thank God for when I hear the national anthem, and thank God for the American flag. Wow. I like to put my hand on my heart and salute the flag. And I salute you, Brandon, for serving our country. And I pray for you and all of the others that are serving us, our country, keeping us safe in Afghanistan, Kuwait, Iraq, South Korea, Japan, Guam, some all over the world. We have American military that are helping our allies. And Brandon, I bless you. I declare that you're not only a soldier for America, but you're a soldier of the cross. And you're going to have many, many opportunities as you go back to or go to Afghanistan. Not sure if you've been there before, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have this great gift of recall. You're able to memorize scripture, and you just quote scripture to people. It's just going to come out of you, and you're going to be a great discipler, a great discipler. Joy D-N-D, that's quite a name, Joy D-N-D from Fort Worth, Texas. The hand of the Lord is upon you. And you've had this dream in your heart since you were a teenager, and dreams really do come true. You know, tomorrow will be Dr. Thomas Harrison and Dr. Dale Gentry will be hosting the Dream Makers tomorrow on Facebook Live and bpnradio.com at 10 o'clock. And I believe in dreams because dreams really do come true. You've had this dream, Joy. You've had this dream since you were a teenager. And I just declare that you are to write it down, even do some artwork that accompanies the dream that God has placed in your heart. I bless you in Jesus' name. Nicole H. from Forest Grove, Oregon. I bless you, Nicole. There is just there is a sincerity that comes out of your life, just a just being able to be very transparent to people that makes people drawn to you. That transparency is just amazing, and it's going to open new doors for you, and it's going to bring great results in your life. I bless you, Nicole, there in Forest Grove, Oregon. And Pete and Allie from Madison, Wisconsin. Y'all are on a tour. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you're on tour. You're going to actually be on tour. Now, I don't know if you're going to sing. I don't know if you're going to act. I don't know if you're what you're going to do, but you're going to go on tour, and it's going to be amazing. You're going to get to go to so many towns and cities, and there's going to be so many presentations. It's just going to be awesome. It's just going to be the time of your life. So I bless you, Pete and Allie S. from Madison, Wisconsin, and Tricia from West Palm Beach, Florida. God is going to give you there's a new business opportunity that's going to come your way. And at first, it's going to seem like this is small potatoes or this is little beans. But you know, don't despise the day of small things. Don't despise the day of small beginnings, because God is just going to bring great significance. And there's two other people that's going to come along to help you. And two is better than one, and a three-fold cord is not quickly broken. So, Tricia from West Palm Beach, Florida. And I just want to give a shout-out to all of my friends there, Pastor Matt Baker and Pastor Brian, Pastor Chuck, and Pastor Tony, Pastor Tom Peters, all of my friends there that's in West Palm Beach, Florida, the Lake Worth area. I bless you, Nicole. I bless you in Eunice, Louisiana. I bless you in Jesus' name. You know, don't accept second best. There will be second best opportunities that will come your way. But I'm just hearing the Holy Ghost say over you, no second best for you, Nicole. And Sonia from Wintergreen, Florida. Sonia B., the hand of the Lord is upon you. And the Spirit of the Lord is upon you to declare a special ministry to brokenhearted people. There are people who are still in grief today, maybe after a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Their hearts are still broken, but you're going to be like the Good Samaritan who was on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, poured in wine and oil to the person that was wounded. And you're going to minister to a lot of wounded people, Sonia. You just have that great big heart of compassion. I bless you there in Wintergreen, Florida. And Tanja, either Tanya or Tanja, from Surrey, B.C., Canada, British Columbia. And boy, I've ministered in Canada so many times. Tanya, I bless you. And also want to welcome you as a new member of Breakout Radio Church. Delighted to have you as a member of Breakout Radio Church. You join many other fellow Canadians in being members of Breakout Radio Church. I declare that God is working in you. And there's a new project that you're going to get to be involved in that is going to take you away from normal Christian living. So I hear the Holy Spirit saying, there's going to be over you, Tanya or Tanja, no normal Christian living for you. It's going to take you away from the normal, mundane things of life, and you're going to be able to participate in assignments in ways that you've never participated before, which really is going to draw some of those juices out of you that have not been made public or not been made known in days gone by. So Tanja, whichever one it is, you can let me know. I bless you from Surrey, British Columbia, Canada, in Jesus' name. Kendra R. from Reno, Nevada. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to have a voice in the political realm, in the political arena, that you're going to be a voice. And I see either running for political office or having a major voice and the candidacy of someone else. So God is going to give you influence in government. And I see you speaking in that forum and being able to sit at tables where laws are being passed and decisions are being made. Oh, we about run out of time. You got three more? Okay, here we go. Three more. All right. Deborah from Mineral Wells, Texas. The answer is yes and no. You got to say yes, yes to what you know is right, and no to what you know is not right. And there can be no compromise. There can be no mellow yellow involved in it. It's got to be yes for what is right and no for what is not right. No compromise, no in between. And once you come to that decision of saying, I'm saying yes to this and no to that, there's going to be tremendous relief that comes your way, and it's like you're starting on vacation. Deborah C. from Mineral Wells, Texas, I bless you. And Larry P. from Duncan, Oklahoma, mighty man of God, and a longtime friend of mine. Larry, God bless you. The hand of God is upon you, and there are still territories to cover. There are some things that you started doing in years gone by that you never finished. You turn them over to somebody else, or you said, well, I'm too busy. I've got these places to occupy, but I declare the places that have occupied your time and your resources and your talents and abilities now have been filled. Those places have been filled, and now you're able to go back and say, okay, now I can occupy those places that has come my way, and I've been afforded the time and the resources to do it. So go for it. And, Kimberly, I believe that also gave you, you called and I gave you a word. I bless you again. Kimberly from Wilsonville, Oregon, in Jesus' name. Well, it's been a wonderful day, Ruth. Why don't you come and let's, I'm almost out of breath here. Why don't you come? I really appreciate you helping me, and I appreciate my daughter-in-law. How long have you been my daughter-in-law?
31 years.
31 years.
Maybe 30.
And, you know, I've even before that, I loved you very much. When I first saw you visiting, when I went to visit your dad at the hospital, and I just said, there's a beautiful young lady, and got to introduce her to my son. So it came to pass. So why don't you bless the people I set myself in agreement for?
Yes,
we go.
Well, all those listening with bpnradio.com and all those on Facebook Live, we just bless you. We just, again, put those hands out and receive all the wonderful words that have been given today. If your name was not called, just receive what the Holy Spirit has for you. We just bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You are blessed. And I may not have got to your name today, may not have called your name, because we have so many requests. But we've made a commitment. We'll not let a word fall to the ground. Don't forget, excuse me, tomorrow the Dream Doctor and I will be here, and we're going to help make dreams come true, because we have lots of connections. It's going to happen. Then Thursday, Allison Kieber, what a wonderful, anointed young lady she is. She'll be here with Prophetic Thursday. She'll be taking up more names, more requests. And then, of course, Friday, the intercessor, Rhonda will be with us, and Rhonda Kinzer, who is such an honor to pray for people. So don't forget, today, of course, is the news is next with our award-winning newscaster, Delvin Kinzer, and also 11:55, if you're watching, listening live, Word from the Wall with Roy Beard. Roy Beard is also on today at 1 and 7 o'clock with Discerning the Times, what his perspective, what's really going on in America and other nations of the world. So, thank you for joining us today. And every Tuesday, Prophetic Tuesday, tomorrow, the Dream Makers will be on. The doctors are in the house. Thursday will be Prophetic Thursday. And then, of course, intercession and prayer request on Friday. Keep listening to BPN Radio. This program is going to be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock tonight on bpnradio.com and on Facebook Live throughout the day. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And Aliona, our editor, is about ready to play our outro. I have the volume turned up, and in just a moment, she will play the outro, and we will be off the air on BPN Radio as far as this program is concerned, but the news is next, so thanks for joining us. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
I was lost when you found me here. You pulled me close and held me near. And I'm a fool, but still you love. I'll be a fool for the King of Love. You gave me wings so I could fly, and gave me a song to color the sky. And all I have is all from you, and all I want is all of you. It's grace, grace, I'm nothing without you. There've been days when I've walked away, too much to carry, nothing left to say. Forgive me, Lord, when I'm weak and lost. You traded heaven for a wooden cross. And all these years you've carried me. You've been my eyes when I couldn't see. And beauty grows in the driving rain. The oil of gladness in the times of pain. Your grace, grace, I'm nothing without you. Grace, oh lost when you found me here. You pulled me close and held me near. And I'm a fool, but still you love. I'll be a fool for the King of Love. Stand, but in the water is the hope of man. Unclean, I fall before you now. Jesus, come wash me inside out. I'm running to the water now.
hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all. Died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat that Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Crimson stain, he washed me white.